The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
It's another hour of What's on Your Mind, and we host another 30 minutes of a congressional debate, another in our debate series as we count down to Election Day, the congressional race in our focus today with the Republican incumbent, Congressman Kevin Cramer, and the Libertarian Party challenger, Jack Seaman. George Sinner, the Democratic candidate, opted out of this debate. And so you have two candidates here taking your questions. Leon Francis moderating today for us. We have a couple off-air calls and a full call, full bank of calls waiting to ask questions of the candidates on air as well. Who is next?
I think I'm going to go to Tony out in Fargo. So, Tony, what's your question? Tony out in Fargo.
Hey, my question is for Kevin. Your biggest donors are, like, Oasis Petroleum gave you almost $20,000, American Bankers Association, ExxonMobil, the Koch brothers, a number of energy companies, Northrop Grumman. So we're looking at big oil, big defense, and big dollars. And I don't see how it's feasible how you would ever represent me in Congress, a person who wants to move to renewable energies, get out of foreign entanglements. How could you ever represent an individual in North Dakota when you're taking money of this magnitude from organizations like that?
All right, let's give them a chance to respond to that.
First of all, I think it needs to be very clear. Companies cannot give money to political candidates. So I've never taken money from Oasis Petroleum or from Northrop Grumman, or from the Koch brothers. Now, there are political action committees made up that are funded by the employees of these companies, and the employees certainly in some cases include, obviously, the CEOs and whatnot, but even those have restrictions on them. Secondly, 75% of my money comes from North Dakotans, not from those companies, not from political action committees. Thirdly, all of the companies that you just listed have big installations in North Dakota. They have a lot of employees, a lot of investments. They create a lot of jobs. These are not like foreign entities that have no interest in the state of North Dakota. And so how do I represent you? I represent you as the only member of the House of Representatives from the state of North Dakota that stays directly connected to the people of North Dakota. And yes, people are free, as per the Constitution of the United States and the First Amendment, to contribute to the candidates that share their beliefs, their values. And if you don't share those, then you get to vote for somebody else. But the money, you talk about the money as though it's some sort of a quid pro quo, and that's clearly not the case, at least certainly not with me.
You want to address Tony's concerns?
Well, I don't need to speak for Kevin. I can just speak for myself. Obviously, I haven't raised nearly, even close, a fraction of the money that Kevin has. And, I've run my campaign grassroots level, grassroots support. I've raised about $8,300. So it's easy for me to represent everybody because I don't feel beholden to any big money that's come into my campaign because it simply doesn't exist. So I guess I don't have to worry about appeasing the people that donate to my campaign because, frankly, there's not a lot of them and not a lot of money.
You know, but this is a discussion worth having because the reality is that people support candidates that they support. Not candidates don't support the organizations that support them. That's the beauty of our democracy. And so the idea that somehow the votes follow the money as opposed to the money follows the positions, I think, is erroneous unless you can prove otherwise.
Jack?
Well, I don't have any proof in that regard, but I would say there's definitely some concerns and some gray area over how a representative votes based on the amount of donations they've received and from whom.
So that sounds like an admission that you're somehow vulnerable to somebody's large donations. I'm not, personally.
Okay, let's go to Jerry in Fargo. He's been waiting a while. Jerry, what's your question?
Hey, thanks for letting me on. First of all, my first comment, contrary to what somebody else said earlier, Mr. Cramer, I think you're the most transparent congressman this state has ever had, and I really appreciate you coming on. Now, my question is more kind of a statement and a question, but my question is, what North Dakotan would want to vote for their lone representative to go to Washington and have Nancy Pelosi as their boss? We all know if she had her way, She would turn North Dakota back into a Buffalo Commons and fill it up with all kinds of windmills. So, and I think both of you candidates can make a comment on that. Thank you so much, Mr. Kramer.
Good deal. We're going to go to Jack first. Jack?
Hey, Jerry, thanks for the call. I couldn't agree with you more, and that's all I need to say to answer that question right there.
And all I have to say is I agree with Jack.
Good deal. Short and sweet. Jesse out in Bismarck. K-Fire.
Hi. I'd like to – I actually have a question for each, but I'd like to say that Tony from Fargo is your classic liberal. All candidates take money, and they take money from a lot of different people that a lot of people don't agree with. But a question for Congressman Kramer would be, could we not just admit and agree that a lot of our involvement in the Middle East is because of oil? And then for CNN would be, how are you going to go to Washington and change everything when it appears that it's just a rank-and-file game?
Yeah. Okay, Jesse, you make an important point about oil and the Middle East, and I would say it's about more than even oil. It's about ag commodities. It's about the globalization of the economy. And so you're correct that much of the defense that is the defense dollars and the military installations around the world have to do not just with combating the enemies that would set out to kill us, but also to protect the movement of goods, services, people in a global economy. And to that end, again, like so many areas, America probably pays a disproportionate share because we are not just the military superpower, but we're the economic superpower in the globe. And so I think the more that we can be self-dependent, if you will, and independent and secure, of course, the less we need of that. I think that energy security, you know, gets to your point, Jesse. So I would not admit that it has something to do with it. But I'd also say that the more national, more energy secure we can be, the less we need to spend in places like the Middle East. And I think that's a fair admission.
Good deal. And Jack, you want to address his second question?
Sure. Thanks for the question, Jesse. My campaign slogan is change everything. And just the simple fact of electing the first ever Libertarian Party congressman in the United States House of Representatives, that would change everything. That would completely change the political landscape in America. And as North Dakotans, we can lead the way. We can show the rest of the country that it's okay to vote Libertarian or vote for a third party, and we can send people that are different than Republicans and Democrats to Washington. That's what I'm talking about when I say change everything. It would be
How do you affect that change?
National news. As far as how I can affect change in Washington, I happen to think if I were the sole Libertarian congressman, I would be a sought-after vote. I think people would want me to come to their side of the aisle on various issues, and not being a Democrat or Republican and having to fight the other party, I'm willing to work with either party if it makes sense to get the job done.
Kevin?
Well, I think that's a luxury, if you will, that's not realistic, and nor is it really what leadership is about. Leadership isn't about being in the middle and then going with either side, depending on who's seeking you the most. Leadership is about taking your ideas and your constituents' ideas to the floor, taking them to the committee hearings, making a difference. Making a point is sort of fun and it's charming, but you don't go there to make a point. You go there to make a difference. And to make a difference, I think you state your ideas, you take your leadership skills, and you try to influence by participating in the process.
But do we have about a minute left, and I want to thank Jesse for his question. But I also want to throw this out before the break. What are your thoughts on federal? This is an email from Cal. Okay. He says, please ask the candidates their thoughts on a federal transportation bill and funding that bill long term and funding our rural corridors that provide energy and ag exports to the world. So that's something that we're going to chew on for a minute. Okay, Jack, you want to address that?
Obviously, federal transportation needs are critical to our country's success. You know, as far as, you know, movement of goods, services, people, I think something like the interstate highway system, a lot of people think a libertarian is against any and all government, you know, programs. This is something that's fantastic, and it's been a great success for our country. And I think more things like this are a shining example of what the federal government can do for the people. It does it for all the people. So I support the transportation bill.
Okay, Kevin.
Sure. So I think the big issue, and it's going to be a major issue next year because the current authorization runs out in about June 1st, and we have got to find a way to fund a robust highway system. It's underfunded right now, largely because of the efficiency of vehicles, because it's a percentage of gas, a fuel tax, and it's also a result of a decline in our economy. So that said, We need to find new ways to fund it. I do not support an increase in the gas tax unless we can offset it with decreases in other taxes. However, the United States taxpayer owns $123 trillion worth of oil and gas under federal jurisdiction. We need to loosen up, find ways to go after that on federal lands and offshore. That oil and gas has a direct correlation to transportation because, Jack's right, a robust highway system is critical to the movement of goods and services because a federal highway system has as its primary purpose, unlike everything else in the federal government, the profitability of the private sector. We've got to get it done. We need to fund it adequately without raising other people's taxes.
All right, short break. When we come back, Dan and Fargo's been waiting. Ben in South Hart listening on 550 KFIRE. We're going to get to you. We have a couple off-air calls as well. One on the veterans ad that Congressman Kramer has been running. There were some concerns about, so we'll get to those two off-air calls, two calls waiting, and wrap up at our final segment on our candidate debate with Congressman Kevin Kramer and Jack Seaman, the Libertarian Party candidate, on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Loading and unloading grain is safer and more efficient than ever with the Roltec electric conversion system from AgriCover, featuring the new Command 10 remote with next-generation Zigbee technology. It's smart and easy to use, keeping you in control. This completely integrated system uses the same remote to wirelessly operate tarps and hoppers. Over time, the Roltec electric conversion will pay for itself. Why? It reduces driver fatigue. It's lighter by design, and it saves time, allowing more trips per day. So schedule your install today by calling Dickinson Truck Equipment, 701-483-4369. Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot at 701-721-1252. Burt's Truck Equipment, East Grand Forks at 218-773-1194. Yankton Canvas in Jamestown at 701-252-6927. Or find a dealer near you. Go online to RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com.
The great thing about snowboarding is the adventure. All day long, you're finding different ways of doing different things, and it's never the same. Snowboarding has been really fun and really rewarding for me, and I want it to be fun and rewarding for my customers as well. I'm Lindsay McKinstry, and I'm one of the snowboard experts at Shields.
Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash to talk about a new service they have 24-7 at the North Dakota Truck Wash just south of the Pinnacle Senex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Interior detailing. Tell me about it, Megan.
Absolutely. We do interior detailing for both pickups and semi-trucks. We do request that you drop it off overnight. Drop it off overnight, and it'll be ready first thing the next morning.
They're open 24-7. What a deal. Drop it off. The interior detailing's done. Pick it up in the morning, ready to go at the North Dakota Truck Wash. Call them at 701-628-1550.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
It's time to get him out of there. He votes the Tea Party way, and I'm standing for George Sinner for representative. Go Sinner!
Morning, Scott. Hey, listen, Congressman Kramer is definitely the most transparent representative that I have ever heard. I've been in Nevada, Montana, and North Dakota. I think he's great. Second of all, I think the Democrats are hypocrites because they get all this union money and from all over the United States. All their money goes into PACs, and they funnel millions and millions and millions into and boy, nobody ever talks about the union money in all these races. Bye.
Quick question I have. This is Steve Johnson, Grafton, North Dakota. Modern semi-automatic sporting rifles, the expansion of background checks. I'll leave it at that for now. Thank you. Bye.
So as I like talking about guns, I think we're going to go to Dan out in Fargo. What's your question, Dan?
You want to respond to that question? Then we probably should let him respond to the gun.
Representative Kramer, when you are in the next session of Congress, and I'm optimistic about your reelection, are you prepared to join in the conference work on drawing up articles of impeachment? Should they still include a growing list of unconstitutional actions by the president?
With regard to impeachment, impeachment's like a lot of things that can become much more of a distraction than anything productive. If, in fact, there was a strong enough case that it could be prosecuted, and then I think there's an obligation to do that. On the other hand, if it's the type of case that's weak or that, you couldn't get the Senate to prosecute even if the House did file, then I think you're just taking a lot of time and energy away from solving things like comprehensive tax reform that Jack and I would love to talk about, how to fund a highway bill and some things like that. So I think it's a matter of setting the priorities because you want to go there and be effective and govern and not just sort of spend 2 years in a political wrangling. So impeachment would be a very last resort and would have to be demonstrated to be useful.
I find it interesting that we're talking about impeachment. I've never been one to be a quote-unquote, Obama hater or anything like that.
Sure.
But had I been a representative in Congress, I would have moved to do what I could to impeach that president. And the reason for that is the day that he killed a U.S. citizen without charge or trial via drone strike. We have our constitutional rights in this country, and him making an executive decision to kill a U.S. citizen that hasn't even been charged with a crime is obviously a violation of his oath of office. It's a complete and total disregard for the Fourth Amendment, and I would have gone ahead with impeachment proceedings, regardless of whether or not I think the Senate would have taken it up or not. I would have done it just on principle alone.
Rebuttal?
Well, that'd be fine. And again, you could make a point and not make a difference. In the meantime, the debt spirals out of control. In the meantime, our defense gets, depleted. And you have to make some calls on whether or not, what are the highest priorities, what can get done, how do we move the ball forward. I think it stands on its own.
Okay. Ben out in South Hart, what's on your mind?
Oh, hey, I appreciate Congressman Kramer. And I know where you stand on life beginning at conception and to protect that life. However, maybe I haven't been paying attention well enough, but I don't know where you stand, Mr. Seaman. And I kind of call myself Thomas Jefferson libertarian, so I probably agree with you on most everything.
Hey, Ben.
There's a lot of libertarians that I don't agree with, so if you could just explain
like,
that for me.
You're like Jack.
Hey, Ben, we were going to try to stay away from the measure issues and try to stick to the...
It's a substantive question about his position.
Well, he's just asking what my position is on abortion. I'd be happy to answer the question.
Sure.
Lots of libertarians, they run the gamut on this issue, right? So you're going to find a lot of different answers. I am pro-life except in cases of sexual assault or mother's imminent death. And that is as quick as I can make an answer on that position.
Okay,
sufficient?
And Ben knows my position. It's pro-life, life at conception.
100%. I want to circle back to that gun question. Kevin.
Yeah, I just think that guns belong in the hands of the good people and not in the hands of the bad people, and that any time you restrict gun ownership, you're most likely putting more guns in the hands of bad people and fewer guns in the hands of the right people. And the Second Amendment's so clear, I don't know why there's any why it's vague to anybody.
Detroit and Chicago. There you go. Jack?
In essence of saving time, I agree with Kevin. I fully support the Second Amendment.
Good deal. Now we're going to have just a little, basically a free-for-all. But I want to ask, tax reform.
There we
hear
go.
A lot about it. We don't see a lot of traction. Kevin, tax reform? What's your vision?
So we're going to take up, I think, comprehensive tax reform next year. It's going to be a high priority for the Republican conference. And there are not a lot of issues on the board, of course, one of them being the fair tax that Jack supports, which is basically replacing the current code with a consumption tax. And that's not an awful alternative, although I prefer a flatter income tax because the regressive nature of a consumption tax, I think, disproportionately affects the poor and the middle class. But that said, it's far better than what we have today. We need to flatten our tax code, fewer loopholes, much fewer, maybe only one rate, which would be fine with me, eliminates much of the IRS and the gross compliance costs. Like I said, I like a flatter income tax versus a consumption tax, but a consumption tax would be better than what we have today.
Jack, the problem I have with a flat tax is that it keeps the IRS, and I would vote to abolish the IRS completely, and that's why I can't support a flat tax. And I honestly think that the fair tax is the best tax for America. It's a national consumption tax. There is no more IRS. You keep 100% of what you earn. All federal income taxes are repealed. As far as it being regressive on low-income earners, there is a portion or a platform of the fair tax that calls for a monthly prebate. And what that does is that gives every taxpayer a prebate check from the government every month up to the poverty level for goods and necessities. So the tax level on low-income earners is actually a negative tax rate. So it's very positive for low-income earners, the fair taxes.
Well, the very lowest, certainly, but not the middle class, which is the bulk of the taxpayers. And so, but I think we understand that intellectually. I just prefer the flatter tax, but either one is a far, far better deal than what we currently have.
Getting rid of the IRS is the best deal.
All right, final words. Jack, go.
Sure. Well, thanks again for having me, and I appreciate Kevin for being here. It's too bad that Mr. Sinner didn't show up. And once again, I'd just like to stress that, you know, the voters in North Dakota have some serious choices to make. And everywhere I go, I hear from people that they're fed up. They're fed up with the government. They're fed up with the representation. They wish something would change. Well, folks, I'm asking you to stop wishing and make something change. You can go to the ballot on November 4th or at any time now that early voting is open and cast your change for something truly different, which is a third-party candidate like myself, and I'm looking forward to your vote on November 4th.
Kevin?
Thanks for the opportunity. Thanks to the listeners who participate with me every week in this. And it's important that we have somebody that goes to Washington that not only reflects our conservative North Dakota values, smaller government, less intrusive government, but also that can govern. And you have to be able to govern rather than just have sort of high-level ideals.
Congressman Kevin Cramer, the Republican, Jack Seaman, the Libertarian, Leon Francis, the moderator, thank you all. Sorry we didn't get to all the calls. That's pretty much par for the course. Never enough time, but there is time to continue to examine the records of these candidates and their positions and get to the polls and vote. We're going to talk Measure 5 from the ag perspective when we come back on What's on Your Mind.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Before the top of the hour on What's on Your Mind, countdown to Election Day, and Measure 5 has received a lot of attention. I don't know about you, but my mail pile gets bigger every day leading up to Election Day, and there's all kinds of things related to Measure 5. And what I find very fascinating about this Measure 5 issue is you have every ag group in North Dakota aligned against Measure 5. And, agriculture is a big industry in North Dakota. That speaks volumes. We have all of them joining us on this issue. I'll just introduce the groups that are going to join us and talk about this. We have Julie Schaff-Ellingson. She's the Executive Vice President of North Dakota Stockmen's Association. We have Dan Wagsland, the Executive Director of the North Dakota Grain Growers Association. We have Mark Watney, who's the President of the North Dakota Farmers Union. And we have Pete Hannabit, the Director of Public Policy at the North Dakota Farm Bureau, all with us to talk about this issue on Measure Number 5. Since Dan Wagsland was nice enough to join us in studio, we're going to put him to work and have him start on this discussion first up. Dan, nice to see you. How you doing?
Well, nice to see you too, Scott, and appreciate the opportunity to be here. And good morning to your listeners from the North Dakota Grain Growers Association. We appreciate this opportunity. Just remember one thing that I say today, vote no on Measure 5. Vote no on Measure 5. And the reason's simple. When you take a look at the opposition and what they've talked about in this, and when you talk about the proponents of Measure 5, the only thing that they've really brought out in this whole entire debate has been the two words, trust me. Give me $4.8 billion and trust me, I'll take care of you. Well, you know what? 360,000 farmers and ranchers in the state of North and landowners in the state of North Dakota don't trust them. 288,000 employees in the state of North Dakota don't trust them, Scott. 1,700 state and local officials don't trust them. 300 businesses don't trust them. 55 conservation districts in the state of North Dakota, conservation districts, don't trust them. And all 53 counties don't trust them. You know something? They haven't given a reason out there to trust them. $4.8 billion of yours, mine, and all of ours, tax money, given to a program to programs we don't know about, given to groups that, quite frankly, in many respects, go against the agricultural industry in the state of North Dakota. We think that's a wrong approach. It's a wrong public policy.
All right, we're going to give each of these guests a chance for an opening statement. And by the way, welcome any comments or questions you have as well from the audience. 228-0550, 701-258-0550. It should be noted that we have repeatedly asked the proponents of Measure 5 to come on this program and take questions from listeners, and they have repeatedly refused. To me, that speaks volumes. Their initial objection was, well, wait till we get the signatures. Once we gather them, then we'll do it. A couple of times they said we'll do it, and then they've reneged. So we have tried repeatedly to have the proponents of Measure 5 on. We have a policy that if we repeatedly ask and then the requests are refused, that we're not going to punish the folks on the other side of the issue, which is why we have these groups today. But I think it speaks volumes that you have a united voice from agriculture against Measure 5. Julie Schaff, Alex Renick is the Executive Vice President of North Dakota Stockman's Association. Julie, let's go to you next. Your comments on Measure 5.
The opportunity. Yes, I do think it speaks volumes that that agriculture is united in the opposition against Measure 5, as well as many other stakeholders, as Dan alluded to earlier. I think that there's something that we all can agree on in North Dakota from whatever walk of life, and that's that conservation is important. You know, as a farmer and rancher, we work hard every day to make sure that we leave our land and our water in a better condition than it was the day before. And that's not only because we make our living working with the land, but it's also how we're able to pass our operations on to our children. We can agree that conservation is important, but we also can agree that Measure 5 is absolutely the wrong approach. As was mentioned, it's expensive. It's an inflexible policy that will really limit our ability to make adjustments and changes as the years go on. And also, we think it's inappropriate that we would use state tax dollars to subsidize government agencies or nonprofit groups to compete against private citizens who are working to make their living off the land and also to feed the world.
Mark Watney is here. He's the president of the North Dakota Farmers Union. Mark, your turn.
Yeah, well, thanks for the opportunity to talk about this process that we get information from our grassroots, and they annually go through our whole policy manual, and within our policies that they adopt by majority, we have a number of things that oppose this type of a measure. Well, we do support conservation and appreciate that we need to consider that. We always remind people that the farmers and ranchers are some of the earlier conservationists in the state. There's four or five reasons. I'll just summarize them, and then maybe we can take questions. First of all, this is just a lot of money. It becomes a very large agency in the state of North Dakota that would be working and potentially competing with agriculture for land. So the second one is, we're really concerned that it does have the ability for land acquisition. And that can be in many forms. It could simply be by buying land, or it could be by putting 20, maybe 30-year easements, or as much as perpetual easements on land that is taken in out of agriculture production. It is a biased board. They may argue that, but there's only one from agriculture on the board, and everybody else has to have some type of a conservation background, which tend to lead that the board would have biases in determining where the money would be spent. And finally, we don't take changes to our Constitution lightly. We oppose almost everyone, especially when they're dealing with kind of a special thing for a certain group. So we disqualify a lot of measures simply because it's about just helping a few people and not looking out for all the citizens of North Dakota.
All right. And last of our guests from with an opening statement, and then we'll just throw out some issues here. Pete Hannibut, Director of Public Policy at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Pete, the North Dakota Farm Bureau take on Measure 5.
Well, it's a pleasure to be with you, and I appreciate the opportunity. It's troubling for us that we would lock this type of spending into the state's constitution for 25 years. What does that mean for our young farmers going forward, that they're going to be competing with taxpayer money for startup capital for land and all that? It's just troubling that we would spend this type of money. We're talking volumes, an obscene amount of money, $300 million every biennium in a conservative way of looking at it, that we would spend that type of money and lock it into our Constitution. When else do we lock spending into our Constitution and not allow the legislature to adjust the budget for current needs of the day? We have no idea what we're going to need in 5 years, 10 years, 15 years. And so we lock this into the Constitution and tie the hands of future legislators and future business folks. And it's not, you know, we're talking as ag today, but when you think of all the other groups that are involved with this, it's a broad spectrum of folks who say this is just wrong for North Dakota.
I want to ask each of you, you know, probably an odd question since you're all here in united opposition to measure number five. What are the good parts of it, and what are we doing to address that? Because I was at a volleyball game last night, actually, in Grand Forks, and somebody said, you know, I like the idea of a little more hunting land, right? But I don't like the idea of tax dollars buying land to get to it. But Dan, I'm going to go in the same order. What's good in it? And what's a better way to address it than what's being proposed?
Well, Scott, I can't see anything good in this measure, quite frankly. You know, Julie put it very, very, very well. The fact is that all of us support conservation. All of us support having conservation. We would all maintain, I think all of us would maintain, that the original conservationists are the farmers, ranchers, and landowners of the state of North Dakota. That's not only in their best interest, but it's in the best interest of all of us. But that being said, there's a much better approach, and that approach is the Outdoor Heritage Fund. When you take a look at bringing business, industry...
Maybe explain that again. It already exists, a fund that already
absolutely.
Exists.
Absolutely. It was created in the last legislature because business, agriculture, the energy industry, and conservation came together to talk about what kind of a fund could we create in the state in the state of North Dakota that could address some of these issues that are out there. And when you take a look at the needs that have been addressed by the Outdoor Heritage Funds and the needs that continue to come in the grant applications, you can see that there's a need out there. There is no question about that. That being said, it's much better approach to have elected officials take a look at this, take a look at the appropriations, make the decisions, and then put it into a board that's unbiased. I would say unbiased versus a biased board that's out there that is just conservation-minded. That's the wrong approach. The Measure 5 is bad public policy. It's going into the Constitution. It's wrong, and it's wrong for North Dakotans.
Julie, anything that you see that as a positive in the proposal from the Measure 5 amendment that could be addressed in a different way?
You know, I'd have to agree with what Dan had to describe. You know, more than a year ago, agriculture, energy, conservation groups, all the stakeholders came together and looked at this issue. Where are the areas that we could rally together? Where is some common ground? And so that really was the birthplace of what became the Outdoor Heritage Fund. The ag community talked about, you know, where would the lines in the sand be? And for us, land acquisition was a non-starter. Certainly that's not something that our members would support. But we could find lots of things that we could work together on. However, again, many of the proponents stepped away from that process. Instead of putting energy into the Outdoor Heritage Fund and working through the legislative process to bolster that if that's necessary and to work with partners, opted instead to pour almost $5 million worth into this ballot initiative. Again, a constitutional amendment that has serious problems and flaws and we think dangerous policy for our state and for the future of North Dakota.
Mark, you next.
Yeah, well, I think you're going to get a broken record here because I agree fully with what's been said. A year ago or 2 years ago in the session, it was really work done, and everybody was in the room and trying to address the needs of the state for conservation and to look at all aspects, and they created a fund called the Outdoor Heritage Fund. To think that we can just ignore what was done and that's not working is really unfair to the effort that was put forward to get something where everybody could agree. It's disappointing to me to see that certain groups decided that that wasn't good enough for them, and they went out and went after such a large sum of money. And then they included things that agriculture couldn't support, and, you know, acquisition, the fact that we don't have a lot of seats on the board. So I think you'll find it hard to find something really good in this bill that, from at least from the Farmers Union perspective, that we would support based on how it was designed.
All right, real quick, got about a half minute for you, Pete, to weigh in on the Farm Bureau perspective.
Farm Bureau would say there's nothing positive about this as well. The benefit to the way it's coming about is it raises public awareness about how outside groups can come into North Dakota and try to buy their way into something to get their hands on our oil revenues and the blessing that we have with the mineral rights that we have here. And it's good to raise public awareness about what outside groups will try to do to get their hand into our cookie jar.
They've certainly done that, hasn't it? More of our coalition of ag groups on their opposition to measure number five, advocating a no vote on Tuesday on measure five when we come back.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
This past year, we have witnessed significant and unprecedented disruptions in rail service that are preventing us from moving our soybeans to market. This issue is of great concern to the North Dakota Soybean Council as we enter the soybean harvest and winter marketing season. To this end, the North Dakota Soybean Council is teaming up with the North Dakota Soybean Growers Association and the Soy Transportation Coalition to identify what we can do to facilitate and expedite solutions to these serious rail delays. Solutions will likely result from a collaborative effort with the railroads, the elevators, the farming community, and key influencers. Be assured that the North Dakota Soybean Council is staying on top of this issue and is focused on bringing alternative solutions to the table. Watch for updates on this topic in the Soybean Grower magazine.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
It takes hard work and support to get a farm standing on its own two feet, just like it takes a solid frame to make a building last for years. Ensure the structures on your farm are solid with Prairie Post Frame. They use the heaviest metal, the strongest posts, and superior craftsmanship to give you the best return on your investment. In farm business, you need to make smart decisions. So make the profitable choice with Prairie Post Frame, leading the industry in quality post frame construction. Visit prairiepostframe.ca.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right, Todd, you ready to answer the question I asked earlier about how you slept last night on your pillow?
Always ready.
How'd you sleep?
Oh, man. Fantastic.
See, folks, you deserve the same night's sleep that Todd and I get because we have the National Sleep Foundation's official pillow, and we're celebrating that by offering a two-for-one deal on the original classic pillow. Now, it's a savings of 50% when you call 800-506-9028 or go to mypillow.com and use the promo code SCOTT. Once again, it's a savings of 50% off when you call 800-506-9028, mypillow.com, use the promo code SCOTT, 50% savings. that celebration and that great price will not last forever because we are celebrating this official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation Award. This pillow is great for a number of reasons. I think mostly the patented interlocking fill, which means it adjusts to any sleep position. It adjusts to you. It stays cool, so there's no tossing, there's no turning. It's machine washable and dryable, non-allergenic. Comes with a 10-year warranty. It will not go flat. Simple as that. There's even a 60-night money-back guarantee. Call them at 800-506-9028 or go to MyPillow.com. Use promo code Scott. Here's a call that came in during the break for our ag groups advocating a no vote on Measure 5 today on What's on Your Mind. Let's roll that.
Yes, Scott and your guests, Todd also. Question, have you ever heard of this pro-group meeting with people, like in communities or even talking to other parts of the media other than their slick advertising? Talk to you later. Thank you.
All right. So, again, the group is called North Dakotans for Clean Water, Wildlife, and Parks. There are a lot of ads. There's a lot of my mailbox is full of things advocating on this, but are they? I think the caller's point is: are they just out talking to people? Are they out? They've refused our request to come on and discuss it and take calls from the listeners. Dan, any experience with how they're going about advocating for their side other than the ads?
Well, I'll tell you something, Scott. What they've done is they've taken over $5 million in advertising, and you know, compare that to United States Senate races, governor races in the state of North Dakota, and there is no comparison. I mean, they have gone all out. All out of state, 96 to 99% of the money that's being spent on this advertising is coming from out of state. That tells you what. That tells you who's driving this issue. That tells you who's who's really leading this issue, leading the charge.
Yeah, and I have heard some ads that the Stockman's Association put out early on, and there's some others now. But it has. It seems to be 8-1, 9-1, 10-1. Julie, obviously, your group felt compelled to address this in the media, ad for ad. But what about just, you know, community by community, just visiting? Why in your view are they not out there advocating, you know, voter to voter?
Certainly, there's been a lot of money, like Dan talked about, poured in from the outside. I think if you look on the flip side, the opposition groups, if you look at the configuration of the North Dakotans for Common Sense Conservation, you find your friends and your neighbors, organizations that you know, that you do business with, that you go to church with, folks that are on the ground here. Again, there's that certainly that commonality, and I think that that's while we'll never be able to outspend them, certainly that passion is there, and there's a lot at stake here for North Dakota. And while you're seeing, again, a very strong grassroots effort amongst the opposition side, again, people sharing the message about the dangers that this measure would bring.
Tim emails a question I'll give to Mark from the Farmers Union and Pete from the Farm Bureau. Please ask if any conservation groups have contacted them and sat down and visited about why they have donated money to these groups. Mark, your interaction with any of the conservation groups, getting any sense of why they're donating, what they're donating?
Yeah, I have. I've had some conversations with the Land Trust and the Ducks Unlimited and so forth. And, of course, what they're telling me is they just isn't enough money in the Outdoor Heritage Fund, and they need these more dollars. And they try to expound upon, you know, less wildlife and so forth. But the reality is, you know, our duck populations are way up. We also have Canadian geese populations that are really high. The deer population they talk about, that wasn't because of lack of habitat that being down. It was because we overpopulated the state with deer and we had disease come in. So they do. They do talk to us. But I think you need to kind of follow this money, and Ducks Unlimited National, which is putting most of their money in from there, what is their interest in you know, in clean water and parks? The reality is they're all about ducks, and they're probably the one that has been the most aggressively trying to purchase land in the state of North Dakota. So I'm really not so sure that their motivation is what they're saying and making this kind of alarm fuzzy about things that they're really not that interested in. I think it's more about duck population than anything else.
Pete?
I think when you see that local pheasants chapters and local ducks chapters, local conservationally minded groups that we know about in our local communities, when you see that those local chapters are not supporting it and that it is the national, that tells you what you need to know. I know of several local groups that have not jumped on board and said we oppose this. That tells you what you need to know. It's driven by their national interests to buy property up here. And when you understand that these groups paid people to gather the signatures, that tells you what you need to know also. So it's not driven by North Dakota interests in any kind of way.
Only have a half minute left. You have a great story about a hockey rink and how that fared in the Outdoor Heritage Fund, Dan.
Well, we've all seen the TJ Oshie commercial out there, and yet coming to the Outdoor Heritage Fund was the Northwood Hockey Boosters. Okay, wanted $55,000 to help their hockey rink. Not one conservationist that is on the Outdoor Heritage Fund voted in favor of that. I think that speaks volumes.
Don't expect any hockey rinks. Yeah. A broad coalition of ag groups represented here today by the North Dakota Grain Growers, Stockmen's Association, Farmers Union, and Farm Bureau, all in opposition to measure number 5. Thank you all. Appreciate the discussion, the dialogue, and helping us inform the voters who are heading to the polls in less than a week. That's a wrap, folks. We're in Jamestown tomorrow for What's in Your Town Tour. God bless you, and thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
North Dakota and Minnesota's leading steel building contractor is Evercorp Building Systems. Jesse Everett, the owner, is on the phone with us. Jesse, I need a shop, an office, and a warehouse all in one. Can you take care of me?
Absolutely.
How long does the design process take?
3 weeks, and you've got your blueprints.
How long is delivery going to take?
We guarantee delivery in 4 weeks.
And when am I moving in?
We're going to have that building built in 90 days.
Tell me about the quality. What goes into an Evercorp building?
All North American-made steel. We tend to put big foundations under them that are engineered by local engineers that understand the conditions, and we tend to overdo it.
How do you price this so I get the best bang for my buck, Jesse?
We use 39 plants across the U.S. That's factory direct, which means you get the best price.
Jesse, you sold me. How do I reach you to talk about my next building project?
Just call me, 612-282-9922.
Or online at evercorpbuildingsystems.com. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.